Show of hands. How many of you are surprised, shocked, gasping, clutching the fucking pearls about this new Asian hate crime? How many are just as overwhelmed with jitters and rambunctiousness like this one right here? I want to see the hands. Show me your paws. I thought so. This is ridiculous. I support the Asian community to the fullest. You know what I'm saying? Just like any other community. We as Black people have supported the Black community and have supported every other community because we fought for justice and for rights in ways that none of us had them, especially Black people throughout history. But I'll be damned if I sit here and don't look at the juxtaposition of what has been received and the reparations for the Asian community and that of our community, the Black community. How dare you spit in my face? Ever so bitter, ever so upset. I'm livid. I'm upset. Who else is upset? Fuming, you know? Flummoxed, if you will. I'm perturbed. I've skated past perturbed. This is outrageous. You've got this woman who, Kamala Harris, you know, is not recognized as anything other than first and foremost a Black woman or biracial. Across the board, standing up here touting an Asian bill like she's co-opting, co-signing, that like she is one of the people they're talking about. And she is, you know, I'm not saying she's not, but it's like, I mean, lady, knowing that this woman has, I would have no problem with it if this woman came through, but knowing that this woman has not done right by hers, and by hers, I mean the Black community, I'm quite perplexed. That how she could even have the gall, the audacity to do such a thing. The whole White House, President and Vice, came out in support of this and made a statement and said, hey, we will be watching and waiting. Watching and waiting. Watching. They're gonna be watching y'all. I'm not understanding. So how come you couldn't come out and say that same thing about the Black community? How come no one can come out and say, we're gonna be watching and waiting to see if you're gonna fuck over the Black community, and if you do, we will be there to handle you, Olivia Pope style. Why is no one fighting for that? Why has no one said that? I don't understand. It's not coming to mind. A very good reason. I'm searching. A blank. This is where we are. Meanwhile, Ryan Nguyen, I don't know how to say his last name. I think he's Vietnamese. In Michigan, Southfield, decided to shoot after trying to kill this little boy with a sledgehammer, a 6-year-old Black boy. And he actually succeeded. He shot this little boy. It went through his arm. He's not okay. But he's here. 6 years old. Allegedly for having a bike in his front yard. I've heard talk of his defense being self, as in self-defense. Baby, please. You gotta be out your damn mind. I can't even really tell you a story of, aside from our people and our children, of an adult shooting a six-year-old little kid. But I can tell you plenty of Black stories when it comes to the police. But I just, what are you talking about? You tried to kill a little Black boy, 6 years old. They let him out on $1,000. He had a $10,000 bond. He got out on $1,000. 1,000.00 for those of you who like to count the decimals. $1,000 and he got out of jail after attempted homicide, attempted murder of a child. What? But we're talking about Asian hate crime bills, and we're not talking about Black crime bills. We're not talking about Black hate crime bills. I'm not understanding. We've been gunned down by the police since we've been here. We were snatched up and brought over here and fucked up and gunned down by the people who brought us here, who weren't police. We're still getting gunned down to this day. We can't even get justice in court when we get gunned down. But you get reparation. We've been screaming about reparations for millennia. For over a century. To be less, you know, extra. And not exaggerate, you know, over a century. We've been due reparations, we've been screaming. People pay us, no, never mind. Meanwhile, Japanese people got $20,000 a person for the internment camps they were in America. Jewish people got reparations. South Africa, they're taking their reparations. Native Americans have gotten reparations. Deservedly so. Where's the money? Where's the money? Show me the money. Because last time I checked, we got it. We got enough money to give $1.5 trillion in taxes, tax breaks, to the rich and not mess with it when we have the ability to, when we own the House and the executive branch, and even got the Senate wrapped up. I'm not understanding. We don't want to go after those taxes, that tax relief for the rich, that was to the detriment of our society. But we can't do reparations. But we can go ahead and get this little something to the Asian community. You know, there are Asians who have actually said they don't feel that they should be, or that they're hesitant to take this money and to take this help. And it gets such such ground sweeping legislation when they don't feel as oppressed and that they have it as bad as others in the country? Well, here we are, the others. The others. Even when some people have some sense and say something about it, of the people who are receiving these benefits, it doesn't matter. It matters not. Because we aren't owed anything. Oh, we don't owe her shit. The black race. Oh. Pish posh me gosh. As if. It's beyond sick. I mean, this is like coronavirus sick. Like, it's crazy. It's absolutely crazy that you really think people don't see this. You really think that you can come out in support of an entire community and get the president and vice to stand in front of a mic at a podium and speak on an issue like this and not actually say the same things with the same backing and the same bills and the same legislation and the same money behind the support that you give verbally to a community? How can you not do that for the black community? How can you, as a black woman, Kamala, no matter how partial, do that to the black community? I don't understand. My argument here is not that certain people do not deserve reparations or help. My argument here is that we have been deserving of help for over a century, technically, but really for what, half a millennia? Is a millennia 1,000 years? It's sick. It's sick. It's ridiculous that anybody can sit here and argue this. We got people who are arguing against, and that will be my next episode, the 1619 Project. The 1619 Project, to teach people about the true history and founding and starting of America. And not whitewash the history. And people are opposing this. People who haven't even read any of the work by the scholars participating in this program. People who just see a group of black people talking about 1619 and they don't like it because it's another reference to slavery they're not here for. Critical race theory, people are in such opposition to that. And it's just crazy because it's just like, what does it say about a people that you want to tout your own history? If we were talking about teaching about Ireland or Italy or Germany and like expanding on these things, which we already do. We have classes that expand on these things and that teach about these histories. But apparently the history of America can't be taught. Do you know that other people outside of America know more about our founding than a lot of us do? Why? Because we're taught a watered down, whitewashed version of history in school. And unless you go to college at a college that is very inclusive of that history and doesn't still whitewash it and perpetuate that whitewashing, you will be in that predicament, that state of ignorance So this man throws a sledgehammer, tries to throw a sledgehammer at this little boy, 6 years old. Then allegedly how this goes down is he shoots this kid from the window. And he actually shoots this kid. You could see the kid on the video camera screaming. The dad had the camera installed in his house, thank God. Like, it was horrible. The kids surrounded him. He was screaming, he was in pain. He's like, you shot me. I mean, to see a little kid saying this, I mean, it just drives you mad. It drives you mad because you see this innocence tarnished in that very moment. That little boy had to grow up in that very moment. Complete and total childhood stolen. They let this man out on $1,000. That's all he had to pay to get the fuck out. Baby, when I tell you everybody showed up to that motherfucker's house and the community contacted the judges, the courtrooms, the police departments, everything, and made them change his bond and bring him back to jail. Baby, won't we do it? So allegedly he's back in jail. Man, I saw that dude twitching and glitching on that motherfucking video with the Zoom call while he was in court. It was so ridiculous. And the judge, you know, older white lady, hideous, had the nerve to wish him good luck. Good luck? What on earth kind of luck could you be wishing this man? For what? What on earth could you be wishing this man? For what on earth could you be wishing this man good luck? For what reason? I need to know. Why does this man deserve good luck? I'm not understanding. It's just absolutely ridiculous. This is the kind of shit we're dealing with. And yeah, he's 29 years old. He lives in Silanti Township. I mean, it's honestly ridiculous. How can you, what kind of man are you, and you shot a six-year-old boy and then you have the nerve to allegedly want to make a defensive self case? Bitch, please. Bitch ho, please. Playing games. You're playing the most. This is ridiculous. You gotta be kidding me. You shot a six-year-old little boy who looks like a Gerber baby, and you're gonna claim self-defense? What a monster. What a monster. Total trash. Total trash. And this is what I'm saying. And let's not forget about all of these situations where I've seen Asian people in these nail salons and in these beauty salons and beauty shops where you buy the hair products, you know, and the beauty products, like getting attitudes. And I've even been in those situations where I've been kicked out of an establishment because motherfucker didn't like me and my attitude because he was talking to me funny. And I let him know, you're not going to talk to me funny. They don't want to see nobody. They don't want to see you stand up for yourself. Please, not you. It's just ridiculous. And it's just crazy because it's like, I've seen so many videos of people getting attacked, our people getting attacked by men, Asian men in these establishments, being detained and locked inside of shops and beaten and fondled and all kinds of shit until the police got there. This is just evidence of the racism and the oppression of Black people. And this is why I keep saying, and even me and some of the people closest to me disagree on this, that this is the reason that we need to be in support of Black issues and Black issues only. And I don't mean you can't support any other issue as well. I'm saying that at the end of the day, your main focus needs to be Black issues, because, and you need to at least have some Black issues on your table, on your plate. Because if you're Black, because it don't make no sense. Ain't nobody else out here fighting for us. We're not getting the things that we need. And we see how easy it is for everyone else to get what they need. So you have to finally look the devil in the face and realize that you are dealing with the situation of it's you against this system. And you need to do what you need to do to get you out of this system and the position it's put you in. We need to get Black people out of this rut, because this is nonsense. There's no reason that we should be sitting here watching everybody else get these rights and we're not getting rights. I'm not understanding. It's not making sense to me. Nobody wants to talk about reparations, but they've got it for everybody else. A new America is coming, whether you like it or not.